Hi. Thanks a lot to all the lovely people who gave their amazing feedbacks and the reviews. And I feel grateful for those honest reviews that are helping me, that will help me to give out my best. So here I am with my second podcast. And we are going to talk about things which a lot of people tell to others, but you know, like, I feel they are incorrectly spoken or they are just half spoken. So today we are going to talk about like things such as success, achieving your dreams, and what is the actual proper way or the best way to be wherever we want to be. You know, there is this wrong notion, or I feel misconception, that everybody has agreed upon. You know, wherever or with whomsoever you may be talking about things when it comes to, you know, like future, or looking at your future self, talking your dreams and talking out about goals, everybody of them will tell that, you know, like, you have to be number one. Your goal should be to reach on the top and being number one. But somewhere I feel, you know, that's totally wrong. Because just imagine, if will Sachin Tendulkar be able to be where he is or he was if he might have had a goal of being the number one? Would Amitabh Bachchan be Amitabh Bachchan if he might be having a goal of being on the number one? Would Barack Obama have gained so much fame or so much respect if he had a goal of being number one? What do the guys think? I feel no. All these people and all the other successful people, while giving out or while being on the journey, their goal was never to be number one. Instead, if you clearly observe their journey, or if you just sit down and go through their life, they've always been the number them. I mean, not running for being number one, but instead of being the number you. Because the moment you quit being number one, that is the exact moment that, you know, like, saves you a lot of negative and negativity and pressure. Because, you know, like, when it comes to be number one, how many people can be number one? Tell me. Only a person can be number one. And as we all know, we are all, every individual is a different in himself or herself, and has a special capabilities within himself and herself. Then how can you, or how can we tell that he is number one and he is second and she is third and he is fourth? There isn't a proper or equal parameter to judge them, because everybody is special in their own selves. So here I'm going to give you a gist about top 5 things that happen the moment that you choose to be number you rather than aiming for being number one. So here it is. The first one is, the moment you choose to be number you, the first thing that happens is, there is no pressure. You know, often there are people who are working in multinational companies and in some organization where they have the boss is giving them targets, or they have to achieve a certain targets to prove their capabilities. And the moment you choose to be number you, you know, there are no pressures, because you know what is best for you and you know what is your capability. and then you start walking without pressure. And there have been a lot of people, a lot of successful people who have accepted the fact that, you know, they can't walk under pressure. Just like once Sachin Tendulkar faced pressure while he was being assigned the job as a captain. And there was so much of pressure in him that he was not able to perform well. And then he resigned. My point of view is here, there are people who will be able to who work their best when they are under pressure. But there are also people who work their best when they are not under pressure. So the first thing is, there is no pressure and you can set your targets. Nobody is setting targets for you, but you yourself are setting your targets according to your capabilities. The next point is, the moment you start focusing on being number you, that is giving your best, it eliminates comparison. Because every day, every time you are performing, you are competing with your yesterday self. The one you were yesterday, you are competing with that person only, not someone else. So there is no comparison that this guy has done better than you, or you are not doing, you are behind this in XYZ thing. That means you are the best in your own self. Which leads to the third point, that is, it's always a win-win situation, you see. Because while you are giving your 100%, you have nothing to lose. In fact, it's always a win-win situation. Because you are walking outside of your comfort zone. And so when you look back, there is nothing that you're like, you are losing. And that leads to the fourth point, you see, high performance. Because you are working your 100%. Since there is no pressure, you are always comparing with the yesterday self that you were. You are always going to, you like, rectify the mistakes that you are making yesterday. And a lot of people tell you, you know, like, you need to walk out, you need to walk out your of your comfort zone, and you just need to give up your laziness and everything. There are a lot of people who just talk, but there are a very few people that will guide you. Because the main thing that can actually help you, I can say that can actually lead you to give your 100% is when there are certain things that you, that when there are things that you don't feel pressure, you're not pressurized, you're not being compared with anybody, and you don't have the fear of losing. That is the time when you are giving your 100%. And that is the time which ends up you giving your best performance. And lastly, the fifth and the, you like, which everybody wants but hardly few of them get, is success. Because when you are giving your 100%, you are going to achieve your targets, you are going to be out of the box. That is the reason there are so many people out there, like artists, singers, actors, who have been successful. And not ignoring the facts, there have been times where they have had failures. But failures, those failures in real sense are blessing in disguise, because they brought the best out of them. They helped them give their best and learn from their mistakes. Which often people don't get. They are just questioning, where am I wrong? I gave my 100%, still I am not able to achieve them, this and that. But today I feel it is more important that everybody realizes that you're like being number one is not the only goal. In fact, you know, like you have heard this quote in Hindi that says, "Wo zero mein se hero ban gaya." That means the line, even if you buy a scale, a 15 centimeter scale, you know, the starting is zero. Then it's 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter, 3 centimeter. That itself states that being number one is not or should not be your goal. But being your number you, that means being the best version of you, should be your goal, which will actually help you out to overcome your fears, to reach where you want to reach, the position. And I feel this social media and you know, like today's world, don't let it fool you, because people often post when they are at their best. Nobody is posting pictures or videos when they are at their worst. So don't get fooled by the social media and start being your best version, giving your 100%, rather than being on the number one list, be on the number you list, that is giving your 100%. And trust me, in that way you yourself will reach the best position, the highest position, which is there. I feel all of you could relate to it. And please revert back if you have a different perspective or if you have some points to say, so that we can know what's the difference. Thank you.